Puihui Wade has been with us here at the Manukau Urban Māori Authority for some time now, and she is with our Whānau Water Service program. I've asked Puhi if she might share some kōrero about how difficult it is for many of our whānau to isolate at home. Still, COVID persists, and even people who are living in households, it's quite conceivable that one will be testing positive while the rest negative. We've already discussed regularly about the intergenerational nature of many of the whare that Māori live in and how difficult it is to self-isolate at home when there are so many members of the whānau there. And while you might hold up in a bedroom, the reality is you still use the kitchen and the ablutions, etc. Thanks for joining us for kōrero today, Puhi Hui. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. What do whānau need to know about isolating at home and how difficult that might be under the circumstances I've just shared?
Yes, so what we're seeing on the marae anyway is our whānau reaching out to us because someone in their household has tested positive. And in that household, you're right, is a huge whānau. And majority of that time, there are children in that household and a lot of the time babies. And so it's really important for our whānau to stay home and isolate. But then how can our whānau do that when they are waiting on kai or they're waiting on really essential needs like formula, nappies, things that we need, our babies need every day, medicine, pamol. So what Manukau Urban Māori Authority are doing with our whānau that are touching base is working with them to provide them with kai and essential needs. Sanitary products has been a big one. Mema will provide them kai for 7 days. As soon as they go into isolation or as soon as they test positive and they touch base with us, our outreach program are delivering kai within the first 24 to 48 hours. They are also ensuring that the basics like soap, shampoo, conditioner are purchased and then going down to the whare and delivering that in a contactless way. So that's what we're seeing on the marae.
It's neat that you're able to help. And there are plenty of whānau, as I see the traffic coming in and out of our marae, will attest to. How do they interact with the health department so there's no confusion or misunderstanding? These are people who might have tested COVID positive.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that they're testing positive. They are having a discussion with health and with those organisations that work with our whānau who test positive. But then the response to that is what we saw, and this is the whole point of why we started Mooma Outreach, is because it was taking 3 to 5 days for Ministry of Health or the departments that work with COVID whānau, 3 to 5 days to get any support, to get any supplies. And, that's the entire point of why our whānau are having to leave, because they're having to go out and get the bare basics like bread. So we said, no, touch base with us and we will immediately provide you kai at this stage and then we will work with you, our whānau water team, and we will work with you and we will advocate for you just to ensure that you're being supported during this time. Because not only do our whānau have COVID, what we also want to do is ensure that they have a good experience. In terms of being supported rather than doing this by themselves. Because like we've all said, I think the entire country has said, we're all in this together. So that's kind of the basis of why we have deployed our outreach program.
And it's been well received as well. Interesting, isn't it? We are perhaps underestimating the mental health and sort of COVID fatigue that is accompanying this ngangara. What would you say of the need to be mindful of the emotional impact that COVID is wreaking in our communities?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we do have to be mindful because It's not just whānau that have tested positive in their household of COVID. Actually, it's everyone. It's everyone that's coming through our marae as well. It's those that are accessing our food parcels. We see on a daily basis our babies in a car with a solo mum, and actually she's had to have those kids, or with a solo dad, they've had to have their kids for, you know, going on 14 weeks now. And so you have stress of that. Do we have any supplies that can kind of keep these kids busy to help relieve mum or dad? No. Then you also have a household where there's strain on relationships. So in terms of mental health, we've been seeing for some time fatigue, lockdown fatigue, but then also relationship breakdowns. And you would have seen last week in the media, the police had said, look, they're getting family harm phone calls every 4 minutes. Well, yeah, we can imagine that people are over, but at the same time, everyone's trying to do their best to ensure.
As always, appreciate your thoughts, Pukehuia. Great respect for our kaimahi here, and it's a daily visible reminder to me of the sacrifices our whānau are making for our own people. The kaimahi here are doing an exceptional job, but that's replicated all across the city there, and indeed around the country. So big ups to you and your team. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, Pukehuia.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. You're with Pākehā.